Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, why y'all so happy?
Hey, you don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is your girl, Charvette, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So ecstatic to have all of you that are tuning in from all across the world wide web, those that are listening from Twitter and from Facebook and from MySpace and from just everywhere across the world wide web, and of course, those that are listening from iShopForJoy.com. I'm telling you, we bring you phenomenal shows every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you know how we do it. Today's show is no different at all. I am telling you what, we got a couple spotlights that we're going to feature. We're going to be talking to Prodigy Productions Music Group. Oh, you don't want to miss it. Our next segment, we're going to be talking to a fitness expert. Yep. For those of you who are saying, oh, my goodness, it's the end of the year. I didn't keep my resolution at the beginning of the year. Well, you know what? We're going to give you some information about a new fitness camp that's coming to the capital city so you can get yourself inspired. And then we're going to wrap up the show with two dynamic ladies, a Zachariah song. And you don't want to go anywhere. So, as you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And my first segment, I think, is definitely something that is going to motivate those in the music industry, those that are aspiring artists and musicians and all of that. So I've got with me in the studio two dynamic gentlemen that I'm bringing to the mic right about now. They are with Prodigy Productions Music Group, which is a full-service music production company specializing in the area of CD recording and demos and track production and editing and mixing and, oh my goodness, sound reinforcement and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I'm excited to have in the studio with me Greg Mitchell and Greg Amos. Welcome to the show.
Charvette, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, Greg Mitchell and I are not related, but we family.
No doubt.
We are family, and this interview certainly is long overdue on my fault. But anyway, we're gonna get past that. All right, so I want you to share a little bit about your background with our listeners, and I'm going to start with you, Mr. Greg Mitchell. Tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Well, to put it real as fast as I can, I've been in Richmond now for 7 years, and before that I was in Brooklyn, New York. And I played for Timothy Wright for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
And just his influence took me around the world playing for him and just sitting under his tutelage.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy to just be where I am now, because everything that I've gone through, you know, everything has prepared me for now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and it basically started, you know, in South Carolina, you know, singing and playing drums. From that to moving to New York, learning how to play keyboard, and asking God for the gift of songwriting. And, you know, it just started from there. And, you know, it was crazy because I was jealous of a best friend.
What?
But I didn't use jealousy as a crutch. I prayed and said, God, give me the gift. The same gift you gave my brother, can you give me the gift? So when he gave me the gift, it was a great thing. So it was a good thing. So now all of that has brought me to where I am now.
Oh, right. Wonderful. I wanted our listeners to hear your background, because certainly not a novice, not someone new to the game, if you will, but someone coming with a lot of background and experience. All right. So, Greg Amos, tell us about your background.
Well, somewhat like Greg, I've actually been to Richmond now since 2000.
Okay.
And transferred up here from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And, you know, as far as music, it's always been a part of my family. Growing up in church, that's all I knew was music. And I started out, my first instrument was the congas.
Ah!
I played that, and once I was introduced to band instruments, I took a liking to the saxophone. And being from an apostolic church, those were not prominently used back then.
Oh, and so they didn't think those were holy.
Exactly. But, you know, the God blessed me with the gift and the anointing to be able to play and minister in song with my sax. And so I started a band, Amos and the Disciples of Praise, better known as ADP.
Yes.
And
I have that project, too.
and we've progressed throughout the years. I started writing songs at the age of 8.
Wow.
And was actually able to participate in a national recording for our national organization, United Churches of Jesus Apostolic.
Okay.
We recorded here live in Richmond.
Oh, all right.
Back in 2002, I believe. And I wrote 4 songs on that, and some of which I wrote many, many years ago.
Wow.
So God has blessed me with the musical ability.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm walking in my season where I can bring those gifts and talents that he's given me to try to help and be a blessing to others.
All right. I love it. I love it. So here we are today to talk about Prodigy Productions Music Group. And go ahead, Mitchell, tell us a little bit about kind of the mission, the direction of Prodigy Productions. And I'm going to actually, Greg Amos, how about you tell us about that?
All right. I'm Greg Amos, CEO of Prodigy Productions. And actually, we started officially in 2010 of this year, January. And we were a group of 4 partners that decided to come together and utilize the resources that God has given us to team up and form this company.
Okay.
We're all of a like mind. We have 2 excellent producers. One, which is my brother, Greg Mitchell.
All right.
And then the other one, brother Jonathan Milner, which is based out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Those are handling our music production. And then if you look at the other facet of our business, is sound production, sound reinforcement, and lighting. So we really wanted to go in and understanding the music business, and we really rely on our seasoned vet, Greg Mitchell, to kind of help and guide us. That's why he's VP of A&R.
All right.
We really want to have a full service organization that we can help propel Richmond area to another level. We've been here in Richmond, and there's so much talent.
Yeah.
It is so much talent here in the city. And, you know, as musicians, as ministers of music, we have the opportunity to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've came together, and not only to Richmond, we're not limiting ourselves to Richmond, but we want to reach out. We want to reach out beyond this state. We want to reach out beyond this city, and we feel like that. Hey, West Coast have their thing.
Uh-huh.
LA has their thing. New York has their thing. Well, why not Richmond? You know, Richmond is a mixing bowl.
Yeah,
and we feel like that there is a place here for such a organization that really want to help and nurture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people are in it for the money,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if we were in it for the money, we would be at L.A., we would be in New York. But we really have a true passion to try to help to get some of these artists out into the mainstream.
Okay, good, good, good. And so Greg Mitchell, being VP of A&R, what are recommendations or tips that you have for aspiring artists or aspiring musicians? You know, what are things you see people that they maybe are doing the wrong thing, and they should be doing something else? What tips do you have?
Well, it's interesting because, first, as artists, it has to be a situation. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say know the business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of hard to know the business, because there's so much to know about the business of music. However, you should really know yourself. And by knowing yourself, it should be a situation where you really know that this is something that you really, really, really not just want to do,
mm-hmm.
but you're called to do this. And the reason being is because a lot of, you know, the Bible says, you know, a lot are called, but few are chosen. The situation is, it's hard to become an artist when you really don't know if this is really what you want to do. Just because you have a great voice,
mm-hmm.
that don't mean you can be a great artist. Just because
really?
You have great
but
musicians.
I can sing, and my mama told me I can sing, well, and everybody at church told me I can sing.
Well, you know what? That's just some of it. Actually, that's 10% of it.
Wow.
You know, the other 90%. Yeah, the other 90% has to do with, you know, even your attitude about it.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I won't call no names, but we work with great artists,
yeah,
singing wise. But when it came to business, it's a whole nother vibe. So, you know, your business mind,
mm-hmm,
or you have to have a situation where you're willing, you know,
right,
because you can't come in this game acting like you know everything.
Wow.
You cannot do it. You have to be very open.
Mm-hmm.
We don't claim that we know it all,
right,
but we know a lot. So
right,
because we know a lot, we want to help a lot. So first of all, as an artist, know this is what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because that'll help producers. You know, if you're a singer, ask God to give you the gift of writing.
Ah.
Singers come a dime a dozen.
So true.
You
I say it all the time.
You need to be able to write. You need to be able to perform as well as minister.
Mm.
Because ministering is one thing. A lot of people think they're praise and worship artists.
Right.
But if you get them out of their church on
uh-huh
a major platform, it's like they still churchy.
Right.
Now, I know a lot of the listeners are like saying, yeah. No. Because if Bobby Jones, if you get on the Bobby Jones show,
okay,
and you minister, if they say 10 minutes, it's got to be 10, no matter what.
And
fact,
it ain't no Holy Ghost
telling
you to go another direction.
It's got to be 9 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
Because you need time to get on stage and get yourself off the stage.
All right.
So it's things like that are so important. You know, yes, God, He will definitely bless you. He will come in. The anointing will happen. But
mm-hmm
still, you need to give the anointing something to work with.
Right.
A lot of people, they don't practice their craft.
Mm.
Oh, this is a whole other topic.
That's another whole other show. Oh,
as a musician,
yes,
just hone your skills. Hone your skills. Make sure you practice. Make sure you do what you're supposed to do. And, again, try to write songs.
Mm-hmm.
Try to learn how to play different instruments. If you're a drummer,
uh-huh,
try to produce. Try to
all
play
right
keys. You know, I mean, oh, there's so much, because it's hard just getting a gig as a drummer.
Yes.
It's hard getting a gig just as a keyboard player. There's so many things you have to do. One interesting story, and I'm going to let it go. God blessed me when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I could play. However, it was a situation where I said, God, give me something extra that other musicians may not have.
Mm-hmm.
So God introduced me to technology.
Oh.
So when he introduced me to technology, I got my first Atari, yes, Atari computer in the 80s.
Wow.
In the late 80s.
Oh, my
So God. I've been doing music on computer forever.
Right.
So now with the PCs and the Macs, I'm not a guru,
right,
but trust me, I know more than just a novice.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the knowledge that they need to have.
And I heard Les Brown say once, who was a great motivational speaker, if you are not expandable, you are expendable.
Exactly.
And that's any genre, any arena you're in. Oh, my goodness. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charlotte Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShopForJoy.com. So glad to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web, those that are listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace. I'm telling you what, you want to keep it locked right here. We're talking to Prodigy Productions Music Group, two of the VPs here with us, Greg Mitchell and Greg Amos, and you are getting some good nuggets. You're getting some good nuggets. Now, Greg Amos, I want to talk a little bit about the sound reinforcement division. I know sound and lighting, and I'm a person that just got into lighting just, you know, because I've seen some things, and I'm like, oh, wow, you could really do a lot with lighting and sound quality is very important. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're growing that side of the business.
Good.
And that's the ad that we initially started out as a production company. But what we realized and what we found out is,
mm-hmm,
we would go out and do a lot of these gigs, and the sounds would not be where we needed to be.
Lord have mercy.
So we invested, and we went out, stepped out on faith, and bought our own gear.
Oh.
And then since then, we started getting calls. Hey, look, we need sound.
Uh-huh.
We need sound. We like what we heard on the last performance. We need sound. So God has given us the ability, given us resources within our organization.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Simpson, who's a sound tech here at one of the local churches, God has blessed him with a phenomenal ability to be able to come in and put that nice mix on.
All
that
right,
that people don't understand. That will make or break your ministry.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, when you have mics peaking and feedback humming, that's very disruptive.
And it gets the praise and worship person off track,
exactly.
And it gets the singers off track. And then, you know, let me pause and give a big shout-out to all the sound men and women across the world and every church and, you know, no matter what organization, denomination, big shout-out to you because you certainly have a tough job.
Exactly. And it's one that's very critical. Churches, please, you know, I'm speaking to the pastors, I'm speaking to the churches, please invest into your sound ministry.
Yeah.
Please invest. A lot of times you go to different churches and different functions, and they have subpar equipment, and they expect to perform like you're on the cellos.
Right.
And so there, it starts there. It starts with the equipment, and then it starts with the know-how to utilize that equipment.
Okay.
So Prodigy, we have positioned ourselves to go out and service larger, and I say larger, meaning we've supported the Sun Summit, which was held down at the Richmond Convention Center.
Outstanding.
For 2 years. And all the way from those type events all the way down to festivals and outdoor functions, private functions. So, you know, lighting is critical, too. That can enhance a production. So if you're looking for the flair, if you're looking for whether it's a play, gospel play, or whether it's even wedding.
Oh, okay.
A lot of weddings in this day and time, they're using lighting to help accent different pieces, whether it's the cake or whether it's to provide a different environment or ambience to the area.
Yes.
So look us up. Prodigy is doing some good things.
And how can listeners contact you and find you?
Well, we're actually on the web.
Okay.
You can go to www.prodigypromusic.com.
Great.
You can also look us up at email, and that's prodigy.com as well. So we're listed there.
Great. And I want to mention that for all of the production and all the music things that you all do, the genres that you can support are R&B, neo-soul, smooth jazz, pop, gospel, and Christian contemporary. So any listeners, anything that falls in that range, they can help you out.
Just to name a few.
Just to name a few. We had to stop somewhere. But just to name a few. We had to put a pin somewhere, just to name a few. Where do you all see Prodigy Productions Music Group going, like long term?
Well, I'll speak for a little bit. Right now, we're in process of renovating a 2,000 square foot facility in the south side of Richmond.
Clap, clap, claps in the studio.
And that's been a major undertaking for us. Everybody knows how the economic times are. We're believing God. We stepped out in faith, and we're in the process of doing that. And it's been a growing experience for us.
I'm sure.
At the end of that process, we intend to have a state-of-the-art practice facility. So bands, if they need a place to practice, especially in the Christian arena, it's very, very hard to rely on churches to have a place to rehearse.
Yes.
So we allocated a certain amount of that space for practice and rehearsals. We will also be able to track a full band, which we have up to 32 tracks, and able to track that band. And then we will be able to digitally record and also some analog recording and use that area to really hone our skills as production.
Okay.
And then the other half of that space will be for our sound reinforcement division.
Great.
And then our headquarters there. So, you know, 5 to 10 years from now, we really want to be a staple of Richmond.
Okay.
We want to help put Richmond on the map in terms of music. We don't want to not acknowledge those who've paved the way.
Right.
There have been many here.
Absolutely.
There have been many here that have come before us. But we really want to kind of come in and take up where they left off and help and support. And hopefully we can help unify, help unite the music scene here, the gospel music scene here, the R&B scene here, and just really grow and nurture Richmond's talent.
Outstanding. And the web address one more time.
That's www.prodigypromusic.com.
Great, great, great. And Greg Mitchell, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Wow. The good thing that has a lot to do with my motivation is definitely my experiences.
Yeah.
Because my experiences is a situation where it will not let me be just, you know, mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
For real. It's like I have to keep pressing because, you know, you got to understand something, and I don't brag a lot. I don't talk a lot about where I've been. I really, really, really don't.
Right.
But I've been a lot of places. I've done a lot of things with Timothy Wright and other people. But the thing about it is when I get to a place like Richmond, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm reminded of the places I've been. And here's the deal. I was there with Timothy Wright,
mm-hmm.
but I want to go there again.
All right.
So now when I go back again, it should be with a Greg Mitchell. It should
right.
be with Prodigy Productions. It should be with a Michelle Cheeseborough. It should be with, you know, a Roz Brown. It should
yes.
be with a Becky Fulton. It should be with, you know, with different artists
right.
that are right here in this area. Because what, you know, a lot of people don't know, sometimes when you're in your area,
mm-hmm.
you're a product of your area.
True.
But you don't have to be.
Wow.
You can really get outside of Richmond and do some great things and then bring all the love back to Richmond, you know.
You
so
go.
That's what we're trying to do, and that's what motivates me. I mean, when I moved here 7 years ago, you know, there was a couple of times I questioned God. I'm like, God, really?
Right.
But 7 years later,
Virginia?
But 7 years later,
right.
You know, it's like God is really, he's really showing himself strong, and I thank God for that.
And oh my goodness, he certainly showed up at your recent live recording, 100 voice. At least 100 voice choir, and I'm telling you what, the Greater Richmond Fellowship Mass Choir, big shout out, claps in the studio for that event, and it's a live recording, and that was put on by you, Greg Mitchell, and then certainly product of Prodigy Productions. So we're going to keep our eye on tap for that.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have you back, and you have the grand opening, and when the project comes out, and all that good stuff, and we are excited again. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we've just finished talking to Greg Mitchell, Greg Amos of Prodigy Productions Music Group.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Remember me when you're on, you know, Bobby Jones and Jay Leno, and I'm not going to put you in a box, wherever you're going. Remember, you were on the Charvette Mitchell Radio
no
Show.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right. Listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back to our second segment, Fitness Spotlight. Oh, my goodness. If you're trying to get it together for 2011, we're going to help you get it together. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Click on IB Race for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited that you are tuning in and checking us out here at iStyleForJoy.com. And we are in our second segment, Fitness Spotlight. And I know some of you started the year off and you were like, oh, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to be more healthy. And now we're in December, and you're like, oh, my goodness, what happened to my resolution? So listen. We're going to help you out because the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, has a cutting-edge fitness camp that is coming here, and I'm telling you what, you want to make sure you be a part of this. And in the studio with me right now is the owner and the trainer for Fully Loaded Fitness, Mr. James Jabre, Bray Boy. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
How are you doing? Thank
I'm
you.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Great. So listen, tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
I was a professional athlete. I played football all my life. And from there, I majored in sports medicine.
Okay.
And really, dealing with all that experience and education, I really want to help people feel how I have felt throughout my life.
Okay.
And be more energized, more efficient. And that's where Fully Loaded Fitness comes in.
Oh, right. And so tell us about, I know your company, you have several things going on,
mm-hmm.
and you've added this fitness component. So what drove you to add the fitness piece?
Well, actually, fitness was the first.
Oh,
it was the
really?
Core.
Okay.
Yes, it was Fully Loaded Fitness before any of the music or the films. So fitness has always been the core because
okay.
that's been my life.
Yes.
And I just want to impart whatever knowledge I can that I've learned. My trial and error will be your trial and development and progress.
Great, great, great. All right, so tell us about the fitness camp and, like, how you've put this together.
Okay, first of all, when I started Fully Loaded Fitness 8 years ago, it was basically a dream. And I did you hear from people how they say, I'm tired of training after trainer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of reaching a plateau. I'm tired of all these different things that are happening. I just got fed up, and I didn't want to be a trainer. I didn't want to be just a name because
okay.
the name was being drowned out, basically, for real. And people did not care about individuals
right.
coming, spending their hard-earned money, and they're putting their emotions into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I laid on the floor myself, and I started. The core has always been the main system. Everyone wants nice arms, nice legs,
right.
nice this, nice that. But if you attack your core and your intake as well,
okay.
and you get more knowledgeable with the nutritional side of it,
okay.
You can conquer anything dealing with the fitness world.
Great.
But if you go, let's say you get a trainer,
mm-hmm.
and that trainer takes you through 6 months or whatever sessions that you pay for.
Pay for, yeah. listeners.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that?
You basically get to the point where once you're done, what have you learned?
Wow.
What have you learned? I mean, now you go back into the gym, you know, spent $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you're walking around again lost because most of the conversation you had was not imparting of knowledge of the muscle groups, knowledge
mm.
of your intake, your water intake, which is very important as well.
Okay.
To create that conversion for fat into
okay.
energy. So all these things have to be talked. You have to be. It's more psychological now.
Okay.
It's more like the trainer has to become now a fitness specialist that is a psychiatrist,
wow.
a psychologist,
almost like a life coach even.
Yes, exactly.
Because you're taking a holistic approach.
Exactly. So
okay.
the course that is that's being held, of course, at Bellamy Community Center, basically it's a combination of Pilates.
Okay.
Mixed with weight training, mixed with yoga. It's a combination of everything for a very, very cheap price. So we know you would go. It's kind of like vitamins.
Okay.
Okay. If you have all in your medicine cabinet a bunch of different types of vitamins by
right.
different companies. Okay. They each have put those vitamins together with different types of scientific arrangement. So now you're putting all these different things within your body, and it may cause a explosion, if you will.
Wow.
Okay. Now, if you get one, you take all that and throw it away, and you
uh-huh.
got one bottle that has everything you need and is potent,
uh-huh.
it's a time release. See, these are all the important things.
Okay.
If you have a vitamin that has a time release, the potency of it, and with the vitamins as well, with
okay.
amino acids as well, and, of course, some ginseng involved, then you have a package because now you have to go, I have to go drink tea to get a ginseng. Then I got to go over here and it's all in one
then
package.
Then I got to take my B12 over
right?
here.
Exactly. Hey.
But you know what? You are so knowledgeable.
You are knowledgeable.
No,
but you see, You see how
yeah,
we're
yeah, yeah.
It, you're being stimulated
yeah.
as the information is being thrown at
yeah.
you. Now, if you're being stimulated within your workout,
uh-huh.
you're being energized as well to push yourself. Because then, two, I will take my fingertips and I touch certain parts of your muscle groups that we're working the isolated,
okay.
the isolated target area. And once I touch that, you'll feel the muscle contraction.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want you to feel that.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just doing it, I want you to feel what I feel. So now you feel, now you're, in, you're energized and you're knowledgeable. Like, oh, okay, yes, that's it. Oh, well, that's great. Now I know exactly. But now you know that's where the growth has to start. So that's what Fully Loaded Abs is all about. And there will soon be a DVD as well for those who cannot attend.
Wow.
You know, so it's been a lot of things I've been doing. And I have not, fitness has always been there.
Uh-huh.
And now that I'm back in my hometown, I still reside in Atlanta as well as here.
Okay.
Basically there's so many different words.
Yeah.
Basically to help people energize themselves to fight against anything that's hereditary.
Okay.
Your immune system, diseases. And see, main thing is a lot of things are going on right now with females. Dealing with medications, maybe it came from basically taking
anything. We take a number of things. Women, we take a whole lot of stuff, right?
It's a whole lot of things. Take a lot of medications. Let's say everyone always say, okay, start out taking birth control at
okay.
a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you get off of it, you don't know what that has done to your body.
True.
By hindering natural processes.
Wow.
So basically, if you take these different things, you got different stuff going on with foods, where foods are prepared,
yeah.
The chemicals in food. Females are basically being triggered more than males with their systems. So I've had different clients that have had certain from cesarean to basically cyst on the ovaries,
wow.
certain operations and everything. And you have to get to the point where what is going on here? Now I can't make a decision to go and work on my core. I can't make a decision to go work on the scar tissue because I made a decision to have the cesarean when I should have had it
oh.
and everything. Or I could have told the doctor to do a certain type of operation. See, it's just the reason I'm caught up is because there's so much information
yeah.
that has to be shared. And I've trained hundreds of clients. So I've had so many different scenarios that have come to me in stories as well. And I've had to go back to the lab and come back as a mad scientist and, like, I can help you, Jennifer, Lisa, and just the name just go on. I can help
wow.
you. I've trained males in wheelchairs, and that's where all these exercises came from. If a guy in a wheelchair can do these exercises and get abs,
needless.
You have legs. So can you.
Yeah, all
okay?
right.
Because that's where it came from. And I started out with a lot of women, too, that were obese. To
right.
test it out, and they just shed it down because
get
there's seven
out.
Muscle groups. They're not just I'm gonna work my six pack. Everything
uh-huh.
six pack. Oh, he has an eight pack. Oh, okay. No, it's not about
well,
the.
Well,
pack.
What about the people that had a 2 liter? Help us out too.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody talks about the tire. You know,
right,
the
yes.
tire and everything. Well, the core, the getting fully loaded abs. I call the exercises tenfold because if you do right by God, of course,
yeah.
you reward it tenfold. You right by the loaded ab exercises, you reward it tenfold. So
all
you
right.
work, you get to trim down your entire core. And what people understand is you work on your core as well as your appetite and it causes shrinkage. You pull on your neck, arms, face, everything. Instead
oh.
of going out spending money on operations and,
mm-hmm.
and getting stapled and all this different stuff. Now you're stapled. Now you've got all this cardio that people keep telling you to do all on the machine.
Uh-huh.
Now what you going to do? You need muscle tissue to pull
oh.
everything together to be firmed and toned.
Wow.
So there's a lot that's involved with it. There's a whole lot, you know.
So what is the name of the fitness camp? Like, what are you calling it?
ISO Abs and Total Body Conditioning.
Okay. So, and where would someone go to actually do the program?
Okay. I actually do private training.
Okay.
But this is the main influx to reach more people.
Okay.
So basically, we just did a good deal with Bellmead Community Center.
Okay.
It's 1800 Lyndhurst.
Okay.
And that's off of Murray Street in Commerce. And you will go down Jefferson Davis, and it's a left turn on Weber, and it's straight ahead. For more information, of course, you can go to my website. It's very informative.
Yeah.
www.fullyloadedinc.com. And the fully is spelled, of course, P-H-U. L-L-Y.
Now you can, and I was going to ask you, that was in my notes, because I'm like, fully loaded, P-H,
where'd it come from?
P-H-U-L-L-Y. That was where that came from.
It's very touching. The uncle down there that died, my father's older brother.
Okay.
When people pass away, you go through their things and
right.
you learn so much about them. And for 30 years, my life was football.
Mm-hmm.
And once he had passed away, I realized going through his belongings and everything how much he loved life. And I realized how much I have deprived my life
mm-hmm.
because of one thing, because I was a slave to the game,
mm-hmm.
and I ate, slept, and drank it. I mean, from relationships to friendships,
wow.
there were many sacrifices, and being selfish, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, once seeing that he loved life, in 04, I decided to retire. And then I had 2 weeks later, I had the dream of Fully Loaded.
Uh-huh.
And Fully Loaded was basically, I knew since when I had a dream of it, it was F-U-L-L-Y in the dream.
Okay.
And, you know, when you wake up, reality sets in.
Right.
Like, you can't use that, man. Everybody, you ain't new. It's not new to you.
Right.
So basically, I didn't build this company alone. I had brains I surrounded myself with. And that's what people need to understand
is good advice.
You can't do anything alone. You need other brains, not necessarily friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily family.
Mm-hmm.
You need brains around you where you can communicate
yeah.
and make sense, logical decisions on what you need to do. Basically, I conversed with a friend of mine that's in Maryland. He's a big-time engineer, and he was telling me, I was excited. You know, I had this dream about Fully Loaded, and he was like, hey, man, you know, oh, that's hot, man. Are you sure you're going to leave football? Are you sure, man? You're fast, man. You're good. So I'm like, nah, I'm done, man. I'm mentally drained and burnt out. So he said, okay, let me call you back at my work. So I said, okay, man, call me back. Now I'm excited, man. I'm sitting here sketching and, you know, chicken scratch.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So basically he said, he called me back a few hours later, and he said, I got an idea, man. I said, what's going on? Come on, man. Tell me what's going on, man. He said, how about a PH, like Philly? Or a phone. I said, I don't like that, man. That's kind of corny. It's a PH, you know? But then he said, okay, can you call me back at my work? All right. So
uh-huh.
I'm constantly idly waiting. He calls
right.
me the next day.
Wow.
He called me the next day and says, I got something for you. Now, this is brain.
Okay.
He knows about business more than I do because I've always had people for that.
Right.
I had agents, CPAs, lawyers, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Take care of that for me, please. Stylist, please. I got to touch on the football. I got to train.
Right.
So what happened was he said, I got a script for you, a font that you're going to
oh.
love. And we came up with Edwardian.
Uh-huh.
And it's classy. It's tasteful. And it spoke volumes to what it has come to now.
Wow.
And that's where the PL inside of the Gothic symbol comes from with our logo, is that it's basically something that's a mystery in power. And you can be fully loaded intellectually, spiritually, or physically. If you don't fall in those three categories, then you're lost somewhere.
Wow, so. Listeners, I'm telling you what, if you just tuned in, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we are in our fitness spotlight with Fully Loaded Fitness, Mr. James Jabre, Bray Boy. So excited to have you on the show. I certainly got to give a shout-out to Stacy Rodriguez,
yes.
who made the connection
Stacey
with
Rodriguez.
Us. Listeners, you've heard Stacy before. She's one of a two-part party with you gals. You can actually see her this Friday on the Dr. Oz show. She's returned back to Dr. Oz for another one of their segments. So big shout-out to Stacy for helping us to make this connection. All right, so listeners can get this. It's a one-hour class?
No, they're two sessions back-to-back.
Okay.
Mondays and Wednesdays. The first session starts at 6 and
okay.
at 7. The
Got
next
it.
One starts at 7:05, 7:10. And it ends up basically 8:05, 8:10. So
okay.
you get your fulfillment of your hour of exercise. So there's,
okay.
there's two sessions, Monday and Wednesday. Also, January 15th, we will start Saturday,
oh.
10 to 11. For those who cannot make it during the week, at least you can get that in as well, too.
Okay.
So it's Monday, Wednesday, Saturday sessions will start. But everything's broken down on the website.
Great.
Also, too, of course, they can get in contact with me for more formal information.
Okay.
I'm not untouchable.
How about that?
I like to share information. For real, there's a lot of information and I'm training other trainers because we may move it to Hotchkiss anyway. We want it to spread
oh, yeah.
to the centers
okay.
because this is something that's a great program through the city as well, and we're coming together, and that's what it's all about. It's like this is a market where a lot of people try to do things by themselves.
Yes.
We know that. Richmond.
Wake up.
And we need to come together.
Absolutely.
We're doing things, and because didn't Atlanta burn down? How does something that burns down
Tough is right.
I mean, Atlanta is on another
level. It's on fire. They on fire.
I mean,
for real.
Can we get an Outkast? Can Outkast? Do we have a Gucci? I mean,
right.
It's like we want to do things by ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're so skeptical. But when something hits you in the face that's right here, like, wow, this is real, we get cold feet, we back away.
True.
That's why I'm so appreciative of being here.
Absolutely.
Of your time and being able to share what we're doing, because everything I'm doing for Loaded is a divine trot. It's a divine trail. Everything is blazing a new trail of knowledge. And it's the core. It's all about the core, because behind the core you have your organs.
Right.
And your organs, without your organs, you can't survive. That's why we've all been, and I try to be real blunt with people, we've all been to certain funerals and everything. You say, oh, she looks so good. Or, look at her skin. And this is good. But you weren't in the office when her doctor or his doctor told them, listen, you haven't been doing some things for the last 10 years the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And these things, wear and tear, deterioration, blockage,
mm-hmm.
all these things have come about. You look great.
Right.
But you did not do things accordingly,
right?
As you got to that level of the physicality that you wanted. Everybody always says my body's my temple, but your body's really your temple internally, because that's where your spirit is as well too.
That's true.
So that's the trueness of everything. That's why it's very divine. That's why in the class as well, basically I'm constantly talking with you,
mm-hmm.
and you won't get bored. And I keep the classes at a minimum of maybe 8 to 10. I may go to 10.
Okay.
So I can keep an eye on everybody.
Yeah.
Because a lot of boot camps, you know, don't disrespect, but a lot of boot camps, everybody's so caught up on the numbers.
Right.
Right? It becomes it's a business.
Right.
But it becomes something where somebody may be left behind. And, of course, if the president and the army and whatever say do not leave a man behind,
right.
then we cannot leave an individual behind, because this is very, very important, which is your body.
Absolutely. I tell you, this is outstanding. And so I want you to give your web address one more time. And listeners, you can go to the website and check out all the times and all the information for Fully Loaded Fitness. The web address.
www.fullyloadedinc.com. That is www.phullyloadedinc.com.
All right, hooked on fitness. Work for me.
You gotta make sure.
Yes. No, I'm with you. I'm with you, listeners. James Jabre, Bray Boy. Big shout out our health and fitness spotlight. Again, shout out to Stacey Rodriguez. And keep us updated on any new adventures you have with this, and progress and success stories. We'll be glad to spotlight them on the show.
I want you guys' success story.
Oh, you're getting put on the spot, live and on air.
You're already successful by doing what you're doing right now, okay? I think you guys should make an appointment and book a time.
Ooh.
And get first hand taste of it. And I think your viewers will agree.
All right. I ain't doing it.
Hey, you tell us to go somewhere.
Right.
Look, girls, y'all go to Dark Alley. Just go. It's a light. You have to taste it. I don't care if you taste one session or two sessions.
Okay.
You're invited. You're comped. Come.
Oh, look. Hey, we're going to make it happen.
Okay, right.
I'm there.
Okay,
and then we can come back and report.
Exactly. How it felt to you. That's
to work on the core.
That's the most important thing.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
And we wish you much success.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to our third segment with Zachariah Song. Don't you go anywhere.
You guys are great. I like this.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews
from today's leading authors,
gospel artists,
stars that you want to know about.
And now, Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Click on IB Race for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back. Welcome back. We are wrapping up the show. I'm telling you what, this has been an outstanding show. We just got, all of us in the studio just got put on the spot about going and getting our abs ripped, and I'm taking him up on it. You holler at me, holler back. I'm taking you up on that because I am moving in the direction of being more healthy, wealthy, and wise. So we are here, third segment with Zachariah Song, the beautiful ladies, Melissa and Laura, and I am just excited to have you all in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great. And so tell our listeners, I want to hear about how you picked the name Zachariah Song. I don't know who wants to share with that.
Well, we were, like, a week after we started, we got into the car, and we were trying to look up names. Am I not on? we're trying to look up names, and we started looking in the Bible about stuff that was just... we looked at the little headings in the Bible, right?
Uh-huh.
So, all of a sudden, the first one I saw was Zechariah's song, and it was in Luke, and it was talking about how Zechariah, which was soon to be the father of John the Baptist, was told he was going to have a child, and he doubted and was like, no, I'm not, I'm too old.
Uh-huh.
And so God took away his voice. So, when John the Baptist was born, the first thing that he did when he regained his voice was write this song to God, and it talks about being free from fear and overcoming your enemies, and it went on to talk about what John the Baptist was going to do for Jesus, and that was like proclaim the way for Jesus to the people. And so that's what we really wanted to do. You want to tell them about the name you picked out?
Well, you know what? I want to hear the story about how you all got together. Because we started talking before the show, and I was like, wait until the show. I want the listeners to hear. So how did Zachariah's song actually form?
Well, we started out as best friends. We met because we were both affiliated with VCU,
mm-hmm.
one way or another.
My alma mater.
Mine, too.
Right
there. So it started out, we met on a summer fellowship thing they were doing there, and so we started out as best friends, actually moved away about two months later. Yeah, 2 months after we met, but we stayed best friends, called each other like every day.
Aww.
And it was just really great to have somebody who would encourage me and who would help keep me in the Word and, you know, like an accountability kind of partner. It's kind of rare to find.
True.
And so we started the band. I was at a Casting Crowns Christmas concert in Winston-Salem. Because at that point, I was living in...
North Carolina!
I was living in North Carolina, and she was living in Virginia.
3.5 hours away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I was at a Casting Crowns Christmas concert, and God put on my heart to start a band with Melissa. And I was like, God, you know we live 3 hours away from each other, right? Supposed to know everything.
Right.
And so then December 25th,
2008 was the day I wrote. I had written a song.
And she had come home to see your mom for Christmas, so we were like exchanging gifts. And she was like, "I wrote this song for you. We're gonna start a band." And I'm like, "Okay." Sure. So she played the song for me, and then I guess the next day your mom came up to you and said something.
Yeah, my mom said that she liked our voices together, and she thought we sounded really good, and that she would give us money to record our first demo.
Wow.
And so the amount of money she gave us ended up being exactly how much the demo cost.
Look
at
God.
We were like, "How much is it?" And the guy was like, "This much." And we were like, "Okay, God thing," because it's exactly how much she had given us.
Oh, my goodness. What an awesome story. What an awesome story. And so, Melissa, how would you describe your sound? Like, if someone had never heard of Zachariah's song, how would you describe yourself?
Eclectic.
Okay.
Very eclectic. We have a little bit of everything. We do so many different types of venues and shows. We do a lot of youth stuff. We go into churches. We do outside stuff, inside stuff, old people stuff, young people stuff. So we have to have a little bit of everything. And Laura writes the songs, and she just pretty much writes whatever comes to her, which is really great. We have jazz stuff. We have gospel stuff. We've got contemporary stuff. We've got rock stuff. We've got a metal-inspired song.
Uh-huh.
Kind of weird.
So
I don't know where that one came from. We just kind of do it all because we kind of have to. And so it's
wow.
been good. You know, a lot of people don't get to play a lot of places. We play somewhere at least once a weekend.
Wow.
And go all over the place. And we've been really blessed to be able to do that we get to sing every weekend because we will just go anywhere. We have to
wow.
play anybody, so.
And I was saying earlier, you know, do you consider yourselves crossover artists? And because of the different genres and different things that you can do. And
I thought you meant like to secular crossover.
Oh.
No.
We love Jesus. So thanks for clarifying that. Yeah, I was thinking like the different, you know, Christian, the CMC world versus gospel versus,
yeah, I think
you know.
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, like, I have the gospel voice. I'm used to doing, like, Brooklyn Tab songs.
All right. My cousin sings with Brooklyn Tabernacle. Yeah.
Oh, we'll meet her. Sorry about that.
It's
so,
him, but.
Oh, him. So, you know, it's one of those things where I'm used to singing with really big, huge choirs
okay.
and doing a lot of gospel stuff and, like, CeCe Winans and Aretha Franklin. And
yeah.
Like Laura is Miss, you know, Nora Jones,
oh.
John Mayer,
a guitar in a coffee house.
I'll
entertain you for hours.
So it's one of those things where we came from very, very different backgrounds musically and church-wise.
Yeah.
You know, small churches. I'm used to big, huge churches. And so it's kind of, it's helped us both and the band because we've been able to go anywhere.
Wow. And balance. And so you all balance each other out.
That's the cool thing is when we're doing harmonies, she's got a really big voice,
uh-huh.
and my voice isn't quite as big. So I don't think we're ever trying to overpower each other.
Uh-huh.
We're just complimenting each other. And we don't know how it happened. Like, people are like, y'all's voices blend so well. And we're like, I don't know what.
It's a God thing. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. And so your project, I want to talk about your project, which I have and I listen to, and it's self-entitled.
It's really discouraging.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I listen to it all the time.
I don't like y'all's music. I just still listen to the show.
Listeners, Melissa is a comedian. She'll be appearing Saturday night at. Blah, blah. Never mind. Just a joke. Because you are very animated. And I love that. So let's talk about Zachariah's song. The songs that are on there, how you put it together, your first project.
We actually started out with 4 songs.
Okay.
And 2 of which aren't even on the CD. It took us a while to. Well, not really a while. It took us about 3 songs, I think, to figure out how to blend with each other well in the recording studio.
Wow.
And we actually ended up settling on something which is kind of unique for a recording studio, which is where they set up 2 microphones at a 90-degree angle.
Huh.
And we sang at the same time instead of, like, separate and then mixing it.
Wow.
Because we. Since we're both fairly well-trained musically, I've majored in music in college, and she's
oh.
been singing forever. We didn't always have to go back and fix pitches or notes necessarily, so we were able to watch each other so our diction could cut off at the same time. And so
oh.
We ended up, we usually would record about 2 or 3 songs at a time in a weekend, and it was all self-funded, so we did as much as we could with the budget that we had.
Wow.
And it kind of actually progressed. Like, at first it was making the CDs, like,
uh-huh.
on my computer. labels, you know, and putting them in little slim cases, you know. So it pretty much, the first couple, quote-quote, CDs, every time we would go record, we just put the new songs on the CD that I was making.
So it kind of like grew.
And $5, and now they're $7. You know, things like that.
I like
but
that.
But now we kind of, we recorded about 18. We narrowed it down, and we threw like three of them off and started on CD Baby. So you had to have like a complete album and couldn't change it. So, you know, now we've got the 15 songs on the CD that we've been selling for about a year and a half. And hopefully in like January, February, we're going to go back because you've written like what, like 40 more songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, our sound has really matured, mm-hmm. I think. And we just, a lot of the songs that we've sung now have really begun to touch people.
Yeah.
And at gigs and singing engagements, somebody always ends up coming up to us afterwards and saying that one of the songs touched them in some sort of a personal way.
Oh.
And I think we really had to, I mean, we had to figure it out each other. We, mm-hmm. I mean, like, we were friends for a year and a half before we started it, but we had never really sung together.
Wow.
So we really, the first year was kind of like, okay, I can do this, you can do that, you know, type thing.
And figuring it out.
Put it together. And for songwriting, I had to learn her voice and what she was capable of, how many, what high notes she could hit.
Oh,
how
yeah.
She needed to hold them. She will hold a note forever.
She's like, sing, Melissa, sing, sing.
I'm just playing. She's like, you're supposed to cut off at 4 beats. And I'm like, but I can hold it for 20. Build-in measures and songs that you can really diva it out.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm delighted, super excited to have Melissa and Laura in the studio from Zachariah's Song. You got to check them out on CD Baby. How can they purchase your CD on CD Baby?
You just go to cdbaby.com/Zachariah's Song. And you'll get like 3 pages. The artist page will come up, and then you can click on that, and there's our full CD. And then we actually just uploaded a single like last week. We got actually commissioned to write a song based on a book that somebody was writing.
Wow.
And so that actually just went up this week. So it's not one that we actually haven't really done it for anybody. We haven't sung it live, truthfully, except to the lady that wrote the book. So it just went up there this week. It's pretty much a devotional book for her, and so we put that. So that's up there, too, if you want to listen to it.
Oh, wow. So what is next? Upcoming events. You have upcoming events this weekend. Anything coming up you want to let people know about?
Yeah, we actually do have one this weekend. We had decided that we were going to take December off, and that didn't really work.
We're only taking
the last 2 weekends of December off, but this coming weekend, we're actually local. We're not out of town.
Oh.
We're in Chester, which is about, 15, 20 minutes south of Richmond.
Yeah.
It's a new bookstore called Divine Secrets Bookstore.
Awesome.
It's actually across from the Walmart in Chester. After the Christian bookstore in Chester closed down, these two ladies that had actually previously worked at those stores opened up their own store, and they opened up like a coffee shop and stuff in it. And so it's right across from the Walmart in Chester. And we're going to be playing there. They're doing a night of music series.
Oh,
and because they sell our CD in the store, they asked us to come and play. So I think it starts at 6. We'll probably play for an hour or two. And it's just very chill. Come in, get coffee, look at the bookstore. We're kind of background. So it's very uninhibited. You can come and go. Like that.
Oh, cool. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I want to know from each of you what continues to motivate you. And we'll start with Laura.
I think I've recently just, God's put a passion on my heart for reaching people who sit in the pew on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you don't know how long they've been in church necessarily, but they're claiming to be a Christian, and then their lives just are not reflecting the light of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, what keeps me going is the fact that if I don't say something, if I don't write songs, and if people don't hear them, then there might be somebody who just sits in a pew for the rest of their life and doesn't reach anybody else for Jesus.
Wow. That's powerful. Powerful. Melissa, what motivates you?
Laura. No, I'm just kidding.
motivation.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, we've been friends, and I've been singing, you know, my whole life, and I've been doing it by myself, you know, and it was one of those things where I was singing, you know, CeCe Winans and Nicole C. Mullins with tracks, and that's all I could do. You know, I've written a couple songs, but I don't have, like, the theory background and stuff that she does in the education, and so it was one of those things where everybody thought I was an amazing singer, but I couldn't make a CD of other people's songs and sell them. And so, you know, I was going and singing,
right.
I was singing with tracks and stuff my whole life. And, you know, I have just always been the person that I will go anywhere and sing. Like, and, you know, there are people that I know and bands that we know that won't walk out the door for less than, you know, if they're a singer, $100 or a band, $500.
Wow.
And I have always been the person that's like, I will go anywhere and do anything, you know, as long as I get gas money, I'm cool.
Right.
Because, you know, there are just so many people out there, you know, starving for the word of God. And, you know, those people go out and maybe once a month or something, you know, and we're just like, how many people are you touching?
Mm.
All those shows that you could have done if you wouldn't have put a price limit on God.
Wow.
You know? And so we really have that. We decided at the very beginning that we were not going to put a price on it.
Mm-hmm.
And because we go into a lot of smaller churches that can't afford to bring people in like that. And so, I mean, we get blessed so much. We went this past weekend and sang at a small church in Culpeper, and we stayed with some of their people Saturday night so that we could be there Sunday morning. And we just had the greatest time with the family. We made great friends. We played for them, and they were just so warm and receptive and thankful because they don't have people that are willing to come and do the Lord's work for them. And they took up a love offering, and we got more than what I would have asked for. I mean,
like, it's just, that sounds like Jehovah to me.
It happens like that.
It sounds like Jehovah.
And we are so thankful. You know, we've talked to managers and producers and all kinds of stuff that they're just like, we can do this for you and we can do that. But it's so sketchy, and we're just like, we're about God.
Right.
You know, we're not trying to cross over. I'm not trying to, you know, go to all these weird places. You know? I'm just like, I'll go, you know, anywhere, but I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't pay me enough.
Right.
You know, so I think that's kind of my motivation. I really have I've been to big churches, and I've, you know, won tons of awards and, you know, asked to sing for people like, oh, what's that guy with the clock?
Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, come on. And I'm like, no. I want to sing for God. And so I think that's really.
And we're glad you stayed on the Lord's side. Yes, I'm terribly glad you stayed on the Lord's side. We are out of time. We have to bring you guys back. I want our listeners to hear the first track on Zachariah's song. Tell us about that, and we'll let our listeners hear it.
It's called Do You Listen, and it's based on a psalm, and it's almost verbatim. So it really spoke to my heart when I was talking about Do You Listen, when you can hear the heavens talking to just by looking at nature.
Yeah.
You don't even have to see something, you know, like you don't have to hear it from a person.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't deny the glory of God just by looking around you.
All right, listeners, there you go. Here you go. Zachariah's song.
There is no fear. live from Richmond, Virginia. You've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.